Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A wealthy Texas woman blames her pricey Louis Vuitton heels for killing a pedestrian. Okay. Joseph McMullen, 33, and his date walking from a donut shop when Christina Chambers hits a curb, sending her Porsche careening into the couple. Joseph thrown 30 feet in the air, dead. Police say Christina Chambers had a blood alcohol content of 0.301, and that's an hour after the crash. Time for the blood alcohol to dissipate. Charged with second-degree manslaughter, she pleads not guilty and blames the shoes. I hope they're a state's witness.
Jennifer Gould has the details.
Nancy, this alleged fatal fashion fail argument did not work at all. Houston socialite Christina Chambers was not only found guilty, she was slammed with a symbolic prison term for turning her high life drama into a death sentence for 33-year-old Joseph McMullen as he walked on that first date on April 19th, 2023. Her ludicrous defense that her expensive Christian Louboutin high heels jammed the gas pedal of her Porsche was utterly rejected by the jury, who agreed with prosecutors that the claim itself proved her wanton disregard for safety. Here is Harris County DA Andrew Figliuzzi talking to Inside Edition.
If you're drunk going 70, 80, 90 miles per hour in a sports car and you're wearing high heels, I mean, that doesn't absolve you. That makes it even worse.
Chambers' own friends delivered devastating testimony confirming she was intentionally speeding and showing off the luxury car, a Porsche, a flashy toy gifted by her rich husband. By the way, that husband filed for divorce right after the incident. The socialite's fatal ride, though, wasn't just about booze. Testimony exposed Chambers' coke-fueled antics as well. She followed heavy drinking at the upscale Blue Dorn restaurant with a stop at a drug dealer's house to buy cocaine, and Adderall. She tested positive for the drugs hours after the wreck, a crucial detail she weakly tried to blame on, quote, days earlier use, end quote. Then came the biggest bombshell. Chambers is 4 months pregnant by her ex-husband, prompting speculation the pregnancy was a calculated sympathy play. The jury ignored her plea for probation, and she is now destined to give birth behind bars in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice custody. The judge handed down a sentence of 11 years and 14 days, a precise duration chosen to mimic Mark McMullen's November 14th birthday, 11/14. Chambers apologized on the stand during the trial, but when asked for a final statement before sentencing, she went stone cold, whispering, no, she had nothing to say. McMullen's family, though, had plenty to say in their powerful impact statements. They also embraced prosecutors for trying to achieve a measure of justice for their loved ones. The family is also continuing their fight, actively pursuing a wrongful death civil lawsuit to ensure the punishment continues long after her time is served. By the way, no pricey heels in prison. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app, and you can also watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One and YouTube. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
In a stunning, cold-blooded maneuver from behind bars, Susan Lorenz, the Ocala, Florida woman serving 25 years for the ruthless shooting of her neighbor, Ajike A.J. Owens, has fired a shocking handwritten threat to sue the victim's grieving children and mother for defamation. The development deepens the wounds of a nationally publicized tragedy detailed in the Netflix documentary, The Perfect Neighbor. Lorenz, 60, was convicted of manslaughter in August 2024 after fatally shooting Owens, 35, through her locked front door in June of 2023. The confrontation began after Owens, a mother of four, went to Lorenz's apartment in the Silver Road quadplex to confront her after Lorenz allegedly threw a roller skate at one of Owens's young sons during a playground spat. Lorenz, barricaded inside, fired a single 380 caliber bullet through the front door, striking and killing Owens in the chest as the victim stood with her child nearby. Here's Lorenz talking to deputies after the shooting.
I just remember being terrified that she was banging and screaming, and I just remember hearing her say, "I'm going to kill you." I was in fear for my life. I mean, honest to God, I just feared that she was going to come through that door. I'm sorry, that's how I felt.
Now, responding to a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Owens's mother, Pamela Diaz, Lorenz has penned a 4-page handwritten letter to the Marion County Circuit Court. In it, she lashes out at the family, reiterating her desperate trial claim that she was the true victim of harassment from Owens and her kids, who allegedly played ding-dong ditch and ignored her no trespassing signs. Lorenz is not just defending the lawsuit, she is flipping the script. She vows to, quote, countersue for slander, libel, and defamation of character, end quote, against Diaz, Owens' minor children, and the property owner, Charles Gabbard. Lorenz demands damages that exceed $50,000, accusing the children of, quote, unquote, lying in depositions about the skate incident and demanding money from the family she destroyed. Diaz's original suit accuses Lorenz's former landlord, Gabbard, of negligence for ignoring Lorenz's alleged, quote, propensity for gross negligence and or intentional harm, end quote. Meanwhile, Lorenz, who declined to testify at her own trial, is using her prison sentence at Homestead Correctional Institution to continue her relentless campaign of victimhood. The audacious letter is also now a matter of public record. Court records do not list any attorney for Lorenz in the civil case, and no hearing dates have been set. And finally, this is officially the ultimate hero story. An adorable little escape artist named Moose decided he'd had enough of daycare and went on a little walkabout on the wild side. Unfortunately, his big city tale ended when he found himself parking right under the number 2 train at 14th Street, forcing a major subway pause. Luckily, Detective Frank Saro arrived, ready for the rescue, and proved he is the finest in the New York pause. Instead of a net, Saro used whistles and sweet talk, literally crawling on the tracks to coax the terrified pup into safety. The moment he emerged, clutching the little dog, the whole precinct fawned. Moose, who looked like a furry felon caught red-handed, was quickly scooped up for cuddles before being waggingly reunited with his owner. A doggone happy ending, if you ask me. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.